Presentation. ESPN Radio presents high school basketball.
2-on-4. Luke just throws it up. No. Rebound Irvine. Getting a little wild right now. Outlet Baronic. Connor pulls up from 17 and parries it. Connor Baronic, there's that transition bucket we're used to seeing.
Today, it's live coverage of the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Radio Sports Club.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, 5-foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
All the excitement of Boys State Tournament action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome to Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln. Good morning, everyone. It is time for day two of the 2011 Nebraska Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns as we get ready for the C2 semifinal between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian High School. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Blue Jays continue their quest for a third consecutive state championship. A long streak was snapped last night in C1 when Hastings St. Cecilia saw their quest for a fourth in a row go by the boards against a solid Norfolk Catholic basketball team. For Ravenna, they're going to face a Lincoln Christian team that yesterday looked big, although on paper, they're not overly tall. In fact, Ravenna would be the taller team. The tallest players on Lincoln Christian are both at 6'3", and both of those kids come off the bench. But they were able to shut down Sutton in the second half yesterday with only 5 points in the third quarter and put them on a 7-minute drought in that basketball game. So we'll see if Ravenna can warm up a little bit. They played okay yesterday against Hardington Cedar Catholic, and by winning at the state tournament, that's all that matters. And there's a few teams yesterday that will attest to that. There were some ugly basketball games, and there were some very well-played basketball games here at the state tournament yesterday. If Ravenna plays their game, if they're able to play their game, knock down a few three-point shots, outside shots in this game, they're going to be okay. But Lincoln Christian, I believe, matches up with the Blue Jays pretty well. And the teams that are left here in the Class C2 field are very solid. Ravenna, Lincoln Christian, and then Archbishop Bergen to play North Platte St. Pat's. Later today, Minden will take on Grand Island Central Catholic in the C1 semifinal at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break, be back at the starting lineups, and get you ready for Ravenna, Lincoln Christian right after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, it's time to take a look at the starting lineup for today's state semifinal, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. The visitors are the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian High School, and they will start with number 10, a 5'8 junior, Cole DeWarrick. He averages 10 points and one rebound per ball game. He's that water bug kid, folks. You all know what I'm talking about. He's a pest. He's going to be on you all the time. He's going to be in the way. He's going to be reaching. He's going to be grabbing. He's going to be finding a way to score. Cole DeWarrick is a kid to watch out for. Number 20 is a 5'11" junior, J.D. Freeman, averages 7 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Number 22, 5'10" senior, Andre Orduna, 8.5 points, 2 rebounds per ball game. Number 34, a 6'2" junior, Levi Gibson. He is the leading scorer on this team at 12 points and nearly 8 rebounds per ball game. And number 40 is a freshman at 6'2", Logan Power, averages 7.5 points and just under 5 rebounds per ball game. The head coach at Lincoln Christian is Monty Jones, assisted by Todd Earl and Brandon Gabon. They come into the state tournament with one more win yesterday, are now 18-8. They made it in on a wild card. Johnson Brock defeated them in the district final after they beat Malcolm and Elmwood Murdoch in the sub-districts. Johnson Brock beat them, then Johnson Brock got knocked out yesterday by 3 by Archbishop Bergen. They average 55 points on offense, give up 49 on defense. This is their 11th trip to state, but their first since 2004. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21, 5'11" junior Trevor Saborn averages 15 points and 2 rebounds. Number 25, 6'3" junior Tyson Anderson averages 12 points and 6 rebounds. Number 31, 6'5" junior Connor Baronic averages 17 points and 11 rebounds. Number 32 is a 5'11" junior Mark Cremosta averages 3 points and 3.5 rebounds. And number 43, a 6'2" junior Lucas Wilkie, 10 points, 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schimmer, Randy Bassanet, Brian Duncan, and Adam Mingus. They're 21-5 on the season, defeating Burwell and Arapahoe in the sub-districts. Atkinson West Holt in the district final. Yesterday, Ravenna defeated Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. Lincoln Christian beat Sutton 48-38. Ravenna averages 67 points on the offense, gives up 45 on the defense. They are the two-time defending C2 state champion. Ravenna ranked 3rd, Lincoln Christian 4th in the Omaha World Herald. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back to get it going here at Pershing Auditorium after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Ravenna, the home team, in their white uniforms with blue trim. The exact opposite for Lincoln Christian, the visiting team, in their blue uniforms with white trim. Ready to tip things off, Ravenna will move from left to right. Lincoln Christian will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday morning at the state tournament. The first finalist for 2011 will be crowned here in the next 90 minutes. Connor Veronica to jump center for Ravenna. Lincoln Christian will put in there number 34, Levi Gibson, as we get things underway here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament on this Friday. Brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. The ball is in the air, and Connor Veronic will win the opening tip. Both kids kind of jumped early, and Veronic had an easy win on the tip. Man-to-man defense by Lincoln Christian. They get it on the post to Veronic. Works his way in on Gibson, who cuts him out to Anderson. Fires a three, and it's in. The first shot of the ball game is a three-pointer for Ravenna, and Tyson Anderson will knock it down. Ravenna's going to put on a trapping press in the backcourt and try and slow down Lincoln Christian that way, but here comes Cole DeWark, pushing it up on the right wing to the baseline, dribbles through the paint, kicks it out on the left wing, and back up top to reset. And Lincoln Christian now is in their half-court offense. Lob it inside to the big fella, who takes a turnaround jumper off the heel, no good, and Anderson will rebound the Logan Power miss. Veronic brings it into the front court to Anderson. Off the dribble left side, finds Connor, comes to the baseline. Ravenna seems to be a little bit quicker. The ball knocked out of Veronica's hands, and they're going to say off is laying it out of bounds. So Ravenna will turn the basketball over. Lincoln Christian, I think this is going to be an interesting thing to look at in the ball game, whether they handle the Ravenna pressure. Sutton maybe didn't give them as much pressure yesterday as Ravenna will. They will break it this time as well. Get it into the front court to DeWark in the left-hand corner. Kick it back out on the right wing. Little head fake and driving in as J.D. Freeman takes it to the baseline, lobs it over Veronica and scores. Freeman gets Lincoln Christian on the board. It's 3-2 Ravenna. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Just underway here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Saborn with his first touch brings it to the free throw line to Cremosta. Now Veronica has it in the right corner. Dribble penetrate and kicks it back out to Anderson, who has lost his dribble. Over to Cremosta. Good defense early on by the Crusaders. Saborn. Wow, good defense there. He was going to try and force a shot, and he couldn't even do that. Anderson will come in, force it, have the ball deflected. Wilkie picks it up, and his shot is going to be swatted out of there by Logan Power. It's still picked up, though, by Saborn, and he'll score. Trevor picked up the long block shot and hit about a 15-footer. Fast break the other way. Power doesn't have numbers. Gets all the way down to the low block left side. Switches it through to Freeman. JD up and under, off the glass and in. So Lincoln Christian not afraid to get up and down the floor right now with Ravenna. And it's 5-4 Blue Jays. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. Ball almost knocked away by Orduna. Reaching in there on Anderson, but no call. So they're letting him play a little bit early here. Saborn forces the jumper off the glass at the other end. No good. You could tell last time down he wanted to shoot it. This time he did force it. And the rebound brought down by J.D. Freeman. Brings the ball all the way down the floor. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Chance for a three-point play. Ties the ball game and puts them ahead by one all at the same time. J.D. Freeman with all 6 points here for Lincoln Christian. And the free throw is on the way, and it hits the front of the iron, no good. Connor Veronic will have the rebound. And Lincoln Christian has the lead for the first time in the basketball game. The foul was called on. Well, we still don't know who the foul was called on. Typical Pershing. Backdoor cut. Get it inside Veronic, and he'll draw the foul. There's the backdoor cut. Bounce pass gets Veronic into the scorebook here this morning. And Ravenna gets the lead right back. And to the line, Connor Veronic to try and complete the three-point play. And now a little confusion maybe as to who the foul is on. And the referee going to go talk to head coach Monty Jones about something. Foul was called on J.D. Freeman. And I don't know what the referee is talking about. He's now going to go talk to coach Paul Baronic about something. And so a little delay here trying to figure out what's going on the floor. As the official talking to both coaches, they're laughing about something. And now we're ready to go. So the foul earlier was on Lucas Wilkie, I think. And now this free throw is up and in. And that's what they were discussing. So the free throw is good by Baronic. And it is 8-6 Ravenna. And now Lincoln Christian is going to turn the ball over, bring it up the floor. The outlet pass knocked away. First turnover by the Crusaders. 5:18 to go first quarter. And Ravenna has jumped out to the early lead here. leading it 8-6. Plenty of offense in the first 3 minutes. Inbounds pass comes to Trevor Saborn. Saborn working on Cole DeWarrick. DeWarrick switches and they give it to Anderson up top to Cremosta. Mark hands it to Anderson, draws the double team. Off to Saibo. Right wing they go. Veronik back there. Reverse it left wing to Wilkie against the man-to-man of the Crusaders. Ravenna being patient. Down low, Saborn got on the left block. Left-hand jumper off the glass and in. So both teams shooting the ball very well right now, and it's 10-6. Ravenna leads it by four, and we're not midway through the first quarter yet. Orduna has it in the front court for Lincoln Christian. Give it off to Cole DeWarrick. Dribbles to the right wing. Now takes it to the elbow. Gives it off there to Orduna. Up top, Power. Down low they go again. Trying to force his way up and under Baronic. Ooh, and bailed out on a foul is going to be Levi Gibson. Gibson will go to the line. He had got himself in trouble but was able to draw the contact and will shoot two free throws. The foul is on Saborn. His first and the team's second. So Gibson goes to the line. The first free throw for Lincoln Christian's Levi Gibson is up and in. 10-7, your score. Don't forget, our game's always available on the web at ESPNSuperStation.com. And if you want to listen on your mobile phone or your smartphone, it's m.ESPNSuperStation.com. As Gibson hits the second free throw, cuts it to two, and into the ball game, Grant Techmeyer, a 6'3 junior for Lincoln Christian. Connor Baronic will bring the ball up the floor, guarded there by Gibson. Baronic trying to work him over a little bit. Backdoor cut to Saborn, has to adjust, put it up and in on a double clutch and draws the foul. And Ravenna is executing very well here in this first quarter. That was a tough shot by Saborn. And Trevor, who got off to a very quick start yesterday with 16 first-half points, already has 6 here in the first quarter. And the foul is on Grant Techmeyer. His first, and the free throw by Saborn is up and in. 13-8, Ravenna leading by 5, and we still have 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Christian will get the ball across the timeline against the pressure. Orduna will kick it back out, quickly rotated into the right wing to J.D. Freeman. Freeman lost the handle, kicks it back out, driving in. Here's the shot on the way, no good by Gibson. Out of bounds it goes to Ravenna. Into the ball game for Lincoln Christian, Trevor Colson, a 5'9 sophomore for Coach Jones. Now Lincoln Christian going to throw on some pressure. Connor Baronic with a long outlet pass to Saborn, gets by his guy, wants to run, takes it right out of man and draws the foul on Grant Techmeyer. So Techmeyer just came in and got a couple of quick fouls, and Saborn will go to the line to shoot two. Techmeyer had no idea what to do with Saborn dribbling the ball right at him and ended up committing the foul. Class A is the other semifinal going on at this hour. Omaha Bryan and Omaha Creighton Prep are playing as the free throw by Saborn is up and in. 14-8, Ravenna. Second free throw now by Saborn. Blue Jays have yet to sub in this ball game. And it's on the way and in. So Saborn hits them both, and that makes it 15-8. A 7-point lead for Ravenna and 5 in a row. Christian with the basketball. Brings the ball across the timeline, and we're getting ready to see multiple substitutions. With it is Trevor Colson. Colson brings it to the right elbow, back up top. Gibson for the three, and Levi knocks it down. First three-pointer attempted is the first three-pointer made by Lincoln Christian. 15-11, Ravenna brings the ball into the front court, dribbling to the right wing, taking it back up top, Cremosta. Cremosta in the left-hand corner to Baronic. Connor up top, Saborn, way out there, puts the ball on the floor, driving in on Freeman, has to kick it out to Baronic. Back to Saborn in the left-hand corner, decides to fire a 17-footer. That one's no good. Long rebound is tracked down by Andre Orduna. Orduna trying to go coast-to-coast between defenders. And a foul called on the Blue Jays. Two free throws coming up for Andre Orduna. Foul could have been on a couple of different Blue Jays. But it's on Trevor Saborn in his second. So Saborn with 9 points in the first quarter, but he's also got a couple of fouls. First free throw is on the way and short for Orduna. And into the ball game for Ravenna is going to be Garrett Irvine. And into the ball game for Lincoln Christian is going to be Leighton Chiquin. Free throw is up and in. So Andre Orduna hits one of two. He checks out. Cole DeWarrick's back in. 3:03 to go, first quarter. Ravenna 15, Lincoln Christian 12. We'll have to show this film to Giltner and Lindsay Holy family. We didn't have this many points in three quarters, I don't think, yesterday. But all good efforts by our area teams. Four of the eight that we covered on the radio yesterday are playing into the semifinals. Ravenna, Giltner, and then Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic play each other. Pass to Saborn is tipped away, and they'll have to inbound it over here in front of the scorer's table. Creighton Prep with an 8-7 lead, 3:20 to go in the first quarter over Omaha Bryan. And Ravenna is going to take Cremosta out of the ball game. And throwing the ball in, Blue Jays have it. Wilkie comes back in after a brief rest. Saborn to the left wing. Saborn kicks it back up top. Wilkie, right-hand corner to Baronic. He's got a one-on-one if he wants to take his man. Working there on Colson. Instead, takes him up top, gives it to Anderson. Looking for the pick. Out top, Irvine. Back to Anderson outside the arc on the three-point line, left side. Trying to lob it inside. The ball deflected away, and the steal is made. Logan Power got a hand on it. The Blue Jays with their second turnover in the first quarter. Christian will bring the ball into the front court and settle it down there with Trevor Colson. Chance to tie here with a three. Colson to DeWarrick. Back out top they go. Power into the paint. Now fires to the baseline. No shot there for Shaquin. Now he changes his mind and hits the eight-footer. Leighton Shaquin hits his first shot of the ball game. Back-to-back buckets by Christian. In fact, a 7-0 run by Christian, and it's 15-14. Irvine in the left-hand corner dropped the ball. He needs some help. Five-second count is on. Lobs it inside and trying to get the steal. Levi Gibson went over the back of Trevor Saborn. And Gibson with his first personal foul. That's the fourth foul here of the quarter. Cremosta comes back in, and the starting five on the floor again for Ravenna. Blue Jay ball underneath their own hoop. Baronic to throw it in. Goes up top to Anderson. Back to Baronic, left-hand wing. One-on-one against Gibson. Again, Connor not driving there. The taller he gets, the less he does that. And Anderson has the basketball. Right corner up top. Reverse it to Wilkie, left wing. Wilkie holds the ball. DeWarrick comes out on him. That's an interesting matchup. Cole DeWarrick on Lucas Wilkie. Trevor Saborn with a basketball. On the switch, back cut. There's Baronic. Layup up and in. Assists Saborn. 5 points for Connor Baronic. And it's 17-14. Ravenna, a minute 15 to go here in quarter number one. Down the middle of the floor is Colson. Trevor kicks it out on the right wing. Gets it back from Shaquin. Left elbow switch by the Blue Jays. The man-to-man to Cole DeWarrick. Up top, they'll go to Power. Pass to the right side to Shaquin. Off a couple of picks, top of the key. Three-pointer, Colson, good. Two for two from beyond the arc for the Crusaders here in the first quarter, and they have tied the ball game at 17 with a minute to go. Anderson down the lane, kicks it on the baseline. Back up top, Saborn. Over to Baronic. Connor wants to drive. Free throw line to Wilkie in the left-hand corner. He quickly gives it back to Baronic. Pull-up jumper from 16. No good. Rebound brought down by Logan Power. And Lincoln Christian has a chance to regain the lead. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. And a timeout going to be called here to set up a play. So we'll take it with them. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ravenna and Lincoln Christian are tied at 17 on ESPN.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln on this Friday morning. Final 2 days of the winter sports season. It is the boys' state high school basketball semifinals. Lincoln Christian calling a timeout with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter to most likely set up the final shot attempt here of the opening 8 minutes. We're tied at 17. Lincoln Christian was down by 7 earlier in the quarter, but they have went on a nice 9-2 run to tie the ball game up. Christian with the basketball, driving in. J.D. Freeman throws it up, missed everything. Fight for the loose ball. DeWarrick taps it. Picked back up by Power. Power lays it up and in. Logan Power with the offensive putback. Still 10 seconds to go here. Ravenna at midcourt with 7. Anderson on DeWarrick. Kicks it out on the wing. Nothing there. Cremosta back to Anderson. Fires a 3 at the horn. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. And Lincoln Christian has has the lead over Ravenna, 19-17, closing the quarter on an 11-2 run. You're listening to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer on the end of Main Street in Hildreth. We'll be back with more after this on ESPN Radio.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Lincoln Christian will get the ball to start the second quarter here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Christian leads it 19-17 over Ravenna here in the C2 Boys State Semifinals. Ravenna trying to get three consecutive state championships, and Gibson's going to take a 17-footer straight away to start the second quarter. It's no good. Trevor Saborn with the rebound. Out to Anderson for a three off the screen. It's no good. Rebound brought down by J.D. Freeman. In the first quarter, Lincoln Christian gets it down quickly for another layup. Cole to Warwick with a great bounce pass to Levi Gibson. And Lincoln Christian now leads it by four. And Ravenna, too fast, throws it away. In the first quarter, turnovers, Ravenna two. That makes three. Lincoln Christian only had one. Rebounds, Christian five, Ravenna two. Three-point shooting, Ravenna 1 of 2. Lincoln Christian 2 of 2. Free throw shooting, Ravenna 4 of 4, Lincoln Christian 3 of 5. J.D. Freeman had the first 6 points and leads Lincoln Christian. 9 for Trevor Saborn to lead Ravenna. But right now, Lincoln Christian is on a 13-2 run to lead it by 4. Up top with it is Orduna. Orduna lobs it into the paint. Power kicks it out to Freeman. Crossover dribble comes into the paint. Partially blocked in there by Tyson Anderson. And the ball comes back down into the hands of Anderson. And Ravenna gets the nice takeaway. So the block shot ends up being Blue Jay basketball. Blue Jays bring it into the front court. Veronik, he has 5 in the first quarter, but only 3 players have scored. Connor to the baseline. He's cut off there by Orduna. Swings it back out of the right wing to Anderson. Quick reversal over to Wilkie. Need to find a way to get Lucas involved here. They didn't get many players involved yesterday. And the ball is thrown away by Ravenna. It's going to go into the backcourt for an over and back. That'll be the fourth turnover here for Ravenna. And if this keeps up much longer, Coach Veronik will use one of his timeouts. So we'll see what happens. At the end of the first quarter in Class A, Omaha Bryan leading Creighton Prep 13-11. Lincoln Christian basketball off the dribble. Orduna with a nice crossover, throws it up off the glass and scores. Orduna knocks it down. And that'll be his third point of the basketball game. Up top to Anderson. Anderson drives in. It's going to be blocked off the glass by Logan Power. Christian has things going as they want to run. Power into the front court. Almost walked. Gives it off to Freeman. To the free throw line. Back out Gibson. Ravenna needs a stop here. It is 23-17 in favor of Lincoln Christian. Ball comes back out top to Cole DeWarwick, and they'll reset. DeWarwick off the screen right side. Shuffles it off and back up top. Power for three. It's good. 3 for 3 from downtown. Logan Power with 5. Full court pressure on and a 9-point Lincoln Christian lead. What a run put on by the Crusaders. An 18-2 run. Ravenna hasn't seen that happen to them all season long. Cremost on the left wing. There's not a person guarding him. He doesn't dribble. To Sabor on top of the key for the 3. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Logan Power. Another one and done for the Blue Jays. Christian running the floor. DeWarwick for 3 in the corner. They finally miss one. And Wilkie grabs his first rebound of the basketball game. Ravenna will push the ball up the floor. It's not in their makeup to settle things down, so they're not. Veronik off a pick, goes to the left elbow. Almost picked out of his pocket. Now he decides to drive and will draw the foul on Cole DeWarwick. First foul of the game on DeWarrick. Fifth team foul on Lincoln Christian. Ravenna was up 15-8, and now they trail 26-17. And Connor Baronic will go to the line to shoot two. As usual, a good crowd on hand. And, of course, with the hometown Lincoln Christian Crusaders, they've got their side full up. Free throw, Baronic, good. Lincoln Christian, not a good free throw shooting team if we get to that point of the ball game. Only 54% on the year. Ravenna, a much better free throw shooting team. And they're going to need that right now. Second free throw on the way, and Baronic hit them both. 7 points for Connor, and it's 26-19 with 4:45 to go here in quarter number two. And, of course, with Ravenna not scoring, they can't put on their trapping zone, but Christian has handled it very well. Only one turnover for Lincoln Christian. Up top, Orduna fakes the three, doesn't go anywhere. Gives the basketball off to Levi Gibson. Back to Orduna. 4.5 to go here in the quarter. Ball back into the hands there of J.D. Freeman. He gets through the double team, and boy, he's hitting a lot of playground shots. 8 points for Freeman. Puts it off the glass. He looks very, very comfortable taking it at the Blue Jay defense. Anderson picks up his dribble in the front court. Into the ball game, Sid Techmeyer. He'll take the pass and give it over to Saborn. Over to Wilkie. Outside the arc on the left side. Up top, Baronic. Connor between the circles. Left-hand dribble into the left-hand corner. Picks it up on the post. He gets it to Saborn. Saborn, guarded by the Tyler Gibson, has to kick it back out. And now the ball knocked away, but good hustle by Saborn to go grab it back. Wilkie didn't see the pass coming out to him. Blue Jays with it, struggling right here. Out to Baronic. Connor can't get the shot to Anderson. Over to Wilkie. Back up top, Baronic. Over to Saborn. Paul Baronic watching his team play basketball. Saborn finally forces the issue and draws the foul. The foul is going to be before the shot, it appears, on Cole DeWarrick. And for Cole, that'll be his second personal foul, sixth team foul. But Ravenna, only 2 points in this quarter, and those are on free throws. Unfathomable that Ravenna would go on a drought like this, or any high-scoring team. But that's where they're at. Christian's defense is shorted up. Baronic one dribble, can't get past Gibson. Quick reversal over to Cremosta. Back up top, Baronic. He's trying for a favorable matchup. Got his man in the air, kicked it to Anderson, to Cremosta. Back out to Baronic. Ravenna being patient. I'm a little surprised Coach Paul Baronic hasn't called a timeout here. You can only have the ball so long before you turn it over. And the Blue Jays have had the ball here for well over a minute. Baronic finally forces the jumper, and it's no good. Rebound, Saborn in the paint. Put it back up. No. And the defensive rebound brought down out of there by number 32, Trevor Colson. And as they bring the ball up the floor, we've got a whistle and a travel on Lincoln Christian as they attack the hoop. Just a second turnover for Christian. 28-19, Lincoln Christian. 2:41 to go here in quarter number two. They'll take the ball out right in front of us. Connor Baronic to throw it in against Lincoln Christian pressure. And the official takes a little extra time before giving Baronic the ball. Now we're ready to go. Throws it into Saborn. And Trevor working against Colson. Goes behind the back to try and shake him, but cannot. Still on him as they bring it to the top of the circle. Saborn with a 5-second count on. Brings it into the paint. Kicks it out to Anderson. Tyson. They're just not able to get past Christian on the one-on-one move that they're used to doing. Baronic on the low post right side. Not comfortable against Gibson. Back out Saborn. Reaching in, knocking it away is Colson. Saborn got it back. Over to Anderson. Baronic up top. Comes left wing. You just got to say great job by Lincoln Christian right now. Ravenna will shoot the ball outside of the big three. Baronic drives, kicks it to Cremosta. Cremosta and Wilkie, they're just running around. Anderson, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound yanked out of there by J.D. Freeman. And up the floor comes Lincoln Christian. A minute 45 to go. Right into the paint, throwing up a wild shot. No good that time by Colson. Rebound by Tyson Anderson. Anderson into the front court to Saborn. Saborn dribbles into the double team. Brott swings it right side to Cremosta. Looks for the cutter, nothing there. Mark gives it back into the right-hand corner to Baronic. A minute and a half to go. Connor dribbles up top, gives it to Anderson. He attacks the paint. Back out to Connor. Gives it to Saborn, who comes to the baseline. Takes a little jumper. No good. Even when they're getting a shot, it's not going in. Rebound, Gibson. Hustling to the other end, ahead of everybody. The lamps up and in. 9 points now and an 11-point lead for Lincoln Christian. Ravenna ball into the front court. A minute to go in one of the most dominating performances by a Ravenna opponent in the last 5 years here in the second quarter. Here's a 17-footer. Veronic, no good. Rebound, Power. Everything going for Christian right now. 45 seconds to go. Quarter number two. Freeman into the paint. Gives it off to Power. Backs his way in. Knocked out of his hands by Tyson Anderson on the block. Picked back up, and then he's fouled. Two free throws coming up for Logan Power. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview other games that are coming up throughout the day here at the state tournament. The foul was called on Tyson Anderson, his first. Power will shoot two free throws. The first one is up and in. 6 points for Logan Power. And the second free throw is on the way and hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Connor Veronic. Look for the quick outlet. Nothing there. And Veronic will bring it up the floor himself. As he gets across the timeline, gives it to Saborin. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Off the pick, Saborin didn't even notice that he got by his man. Boy, the way Ravenna played against Harnington CC yesterday, they knew where everybody was. Today, totally opposite. With it is Veronic, left-hand corner. Bounce pass underneath to Saborin, and he stepped out of bounds. Ravenna with their fifth turnover, and Ravenna is not going to score a field goal in the entire second quarter. And Lincoln Christian has 9 seconds to try and add to their halftime lead. 31-19. What a rout in this second quarter. Christian quickly up the floor to Gibson. Gibson, right wing, dumps it into the corner. Driving in with a one-hand runner that has scored is Eli Covington, who just came in. At the half, Lincoln Christian 33 and Ravenna 19. And Lincoln Christian players heading to the locker room right in front of us, smiling from ear to ear. They could not have played any better. They were down 7 points at 15-8. Since then, they have outscored Ravenna 25-4. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk about it after this on ESPN Radio.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where it is halftime of our first state semifinal of 2011. And that brings us to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And a shocking score here at halftime. Not that Lincoln Christian's ahead, but the way they're ahead and by how much. Lincoln Christian 33, Ravenna 19. Ravenna only two free throws in the second quarter, their total points. And so Coach Paul Baronic and his coaching staff are going to have to find a way to get things going. And I don't think just X and O-wise. I think they've got to find some motivation from this ball club who look like they're getting beat out there. And that is very unusual from a Ravenna ball club. either boys or girls. They're always out there scrapping, but Ravenna, you could tell the last 3 minutes, could feel what was happening and just lost energy. And Lincoln Christian got a couple of buckets because they were quicker and out-hustled the Ravenna Blue Jays. And give credit to Coach Jones and his Crusaders staff. After they got the win yesterday, didn't get off to a good start against Sutton, but then came out and just shut down Sutton in the second half, and they've carried that over here into the second quarter against the Ravenna Blue Jays. They're almost at halftime in Class A, and Omaha Bryan leading Omaha Creighton Prep at a surprise, 33-24. Omaha Bryan, the number two seed, pulling away in the second quarter there. We've got plenty of high school basketball coming your way the rest of the day in the state tournament. Here's what's still to come. In Class A, at the Sports Center at 10:45, Norfolk will play Omaha Central. At the Sports Center in Class B tonight at 7 o'clock, South Sioux City against Lincoln Pius X. And at 8:45, Gretna will play Norris. In Class C1, we will have the Minden Grand Island Central Catholic game at 2 o'clock. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. And at 3:45, Milford will play Norfolk Catholic. Coming up next here at Pershing in Class C2, Archbishop Bergen will take on North Platte St. Pat's. In D1, West Point Central Catholic will play Bruning Davenport Shickley 7 o'clock tonight at Pershing, followed by Howells and Pawnee City at 8:45. And this afternoon here at Pershing in D2, Sterling and Juanita Palisade will play at 2. Giltner and Wynot will play at 3:45, and you can hear that game on the Breeze 94.5 FM as Giltner tries to make their first state final in boys basketball. Here we are at the half, Lincoln Christian 33 and Ravenna 19. We'll be back with more after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln for boys state basketball action brought to you in part by our friends at Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution. 33-19, Lincoln Christian leading Ravenna here at halftime. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for the Crusaders, J.D. Freeman scored the first 6 points of the ball game. He has 8 points and three rebounds. Andre Orduna has 3 points and two rebounds. Leighton Chiquin, 2 points. Trevor Colson, 3 points and a rebound. Levi Gibson leads the team with 9 points. He has a rebound. Logan Power has 6 points, four rebounds. And Eli Covington played the last 10 seconds of the half and scored a buzzer beater for his only bucket. So for Lincoln Christian, they were able to put up 5 rebounds in the first quarter, get 6 pulled down in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first quarter and 1 of 2 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter and 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Turnovers, only 1 in each quarter of play for Lincoln Christian. Foul situation, Grant Techmeyer and Cole DeWarrick each have 2. Christian had 19 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, the Crusaders have 33 points, 11 rebounds. They are 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 2 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Ravenna right after this timeout.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's look at the first half numbers now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And, of course, basically all of this was in the first quarter. Trevor Zaborn leading the team with 9 points, two rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 3 points, two rebounds, and two block shots. Connor Baronic, 7 points, two rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, one rebound. That's it. Two rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first and 3 in the second. Free throw shooting is perfect for Ravenna. They were 4 of 4 in the first quarter and 2 of 2 in the second. So good news there. But foul situation, Trevor Zaborn has 2, the only person with more than 1. Ravenna had 17 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. And they have been outscored during this run 25-4. 19 points at the half, 7 rebounds, 6 of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 5 turnovers. And the 2-time defending champion Ravenna Blue Jays trail Lincoln Christian here at the half by a score of 33-19. And something very interesting is happening here with Ravenna. Coach Paul Baronic, they came out, you get a 12-minute halftime. And Lincoln Christian, obviously, what are you going to talk about? They're playing as good as they can play. So they come out, there's about 6 minutes left on the clock. Ravenna comes out about a minute and a half later. They shoot around. Paul Baronic comes out, talks to his son Connor, walks around, talks to Tyson Anderson. And with 2.5 minutes to go, they go back to the locker room. I'm guessing this is a mental deal right here. Have a couple of the team leaders step up and refocus and get things going, because obviously Ravenna knows how they're playing right now. They need to mentally pick it up, but not get mentally over-mental and over-psychotic. But they do need a good start to the second half to get their confidence back in this basketball game, which Lincoln Christian leads 33-19 over Ravenna. There's no doubt the Blue Jays can come back in this ball game with the talent that they have, but not if Lincoln Christian keeps shooting the ball the way they are. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half action at the state tournament in 1 minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And welcome back to the Boys State Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed, not just another seed company. They listen to you. Anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Best of luck to all the area athletes. At halftime, Omaha Bryan 33, Omaha Creighton Prep 26. And we're ready to start the second half. Ravenna basketball trailing Lincoln Christian 33-19. Inbounds pass comes to Connor Baronic, and we are underway here in the second half on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Down low, post up Anderson, forces it, falls to the floor, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Orduna. So they got it inside, couldn't get it to roll over the rim, couldn't get the foul called, and Lincoln Christian will have the basketball. Orduna drives out to Cole to Warwick, looks at the three, doesn't take it. Power into Gibson, double team. Out top they go, driving and kicking to the wing again, Gibson. Back out to J.D. Freeman. And it didn't work, so Christian's going to reset. Let's see if Christian changes the game plan as far as handling the ball offensively and trying to slow this pace of this game down. Lob pass out top to Gibson. Gibson comes into the paint, lost the basketball, and Wilkie will pick it up. Just the third turnover of the game for the Crusaders. Blue Jays into the front court with it. Anderson gives it off to Baronic. Connor looks for the back cut. Nothing there. Get back into that weave up at the top of the key. Over to Anderson. Tyson holds the ball. Wants to drive on Gibson. They double team him. They tip it away from behind. Ravenna turns it over. Fast break the other way. The layup is no good by DeWarick. And the rebound brought down by Baronic. Good defense getting back that time for the Blue Jays. And now DeWarick reaches in and commits the foul. Trying to knock it away from Baronic, his third. Or no, are they going to call it on Gibson? Okay, they're going to call it on Gibson, his second. So two on Gibson, and the Blue Jays will have to throw it in against full court pressure. Baronic gets it into the corner to Cremosta. You got to feel Cremosta and Wilkie have to get involved in this basketball game somehow. They're right now, and I hate to say they're taking up space, but that's all they're doing. They're just not being utilized. Fire it into Saborn. Saborn, fadeaway jumper from eight. Finally, something goes down. 11 points for Trevor Saborn, and the first field goal since the first quarter comes at the 6:25 mark of the third quarter, 33-21. Christian was down seven, turned it around with a 21-point run, and now they've got the basketball in their offensive zone. Christian looks at a couple of open threes, decides to pass it up. Up top with it is going to be Orduna. A little shake and bake on the dribble. Wrap around to Gibson. Back into the corner, Orduna. And Andre drives and kicks it back out. Patient here. Three-pointer Gibson on the way. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. Ravenna doing a little bit better job of boxing out here in quarter number three. Baronic to the right elbow. Uses his dribble. Anderson comes out and gets the ball. Anderson will back it away now, and they'll reset. Tyson left hand. Throws it to the high post. Cremosa, there's the backdoor cut, but Baronic couldn't handle it, and the ball goes out of bounds off Lincoln Christian. It was a tough pass. It wasn't Connor's fault that he couldn't pick it up. It just kind of rolled along the floor there. And out of bounds to the Blue Jays. Connor to throw it in the right-hand corner to Anderson. Back up top, Baronic. He's got a one-on-one against Orduna, but they don't do anything off the out-of-bounds play again. I think they're looking for one certain thing, and it's not there. J.D. Freeman will deflect the pass out of bounds again. But this is not the way Ravenna wanted to start the second half. It's a slow start, and a timeout will be called here by the Blue Jays. With 5:19 to go in the third quarter of play, Lincoln Christian 33, Ravenna 21. We're back in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you. The boys' state basketball tournament brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Ravenna Blue Jays called the timeout. Trailing by 12 to Baronic on the post. Dribbles in, doesn't take it. Out to Anderson. Turn around, back to Cremosta. Gives the ball to Saborin. Kick it out on the left wing to Wilkie. Wilkie in the left-hand corner. Against the man-to-man, he'll give it to Baronic. Out to Saborin. Back over to Connor. I think Ravenna's starting to get a little frustrated right now. They can't shake free, can't get done what they want to get done, and they're used to kind of doing whatever they want. Saborn comes into the paint. He got tripped by Orduna. First foul on Andre Orduna. Second foul of the ball game. Ravenna would also like to get the Christian team in a little bit of foul trouble so that they'd have a chance at the line of the fourth quarter. And throwing it in is going to be Veronic. Gets it to Wilkie underneath. Wilkie drops it out of bounds. Last touch by Christian. We told you Christian is not a tall ball club. They just look a lot taller than listed in the program. And I think maybe they are. But Ravenna, when they get it on the post, they're afraid to take it at them. Connor Veronic drives out to Saborn. Long three, front of the iron, no good. And the ball is tipped into the hands of the Crusaders. It's Andre Orduna with it. One of six from downtown for the Blue Jays. They hit one to start the ball game, 3-0, and that's been it. Driving in, here's J.D. Freeman, and his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Connor Veronic. Freeman hits the floor pretty hard, but gets up and appears to be okay. So, again, their ball on the baseline. But we've played 3.5 minutes and have had 2 points here in the third quarter. And Christian doesn't mind a bit. Inbounds pass lobbed up top to Orduna. Gibson skip pass over on the left wing to Freeman. Ravenna's man-to-man has been neutralized here by Christian. Freeman with the dribble to the right side of the key. Now to Dworak. Into the paint. Kicks it back out top to Logan Power. And Christian is milking clock. Being very patient, looking for the drive. Orduna puts it off the glass and in. Andre Orduna got it spread out far enough. Drives and scores. 35-21, Lincoln Christian. Ravenna hustles up the floor. Anderson for three. No good. Rebound brought down by Levi Gibson. And then the ball knocked away. The steal is made. No, it goes out of bounds off Ravenna. There's just no mojo, no vibe right now for the Blue Jays. And their thoughts of a three-peat could be crashing down right now here at Pershing Auditorium. 17 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the last 12-plus minutes, and two of those are free throws. And Lincoln Christian will walk the ball up the floor. Orduna says, I don't need any help. I can bring it up myself. Gets it across the timeline. Try to trap. Can't get it done to Dworak. Baseline floater comes up way short. And in the hands of Connor Veronic. Connor to Anderson. Into the front court, Sid Techmeyer has come in. So has Garrett Irvine. The big three remain in there. Veronic, Anderson, and Saborn. Veronic off the screen. Tries to take it at Cole Dworak. Pull-up jumper from 12. Good. Connor Veronic now with 9 points in the ball game, but still only three Blue Jays have scored. 35-23, Lincoln Christian. 3:10 to go. Third quarter here on Classic Hits. Or excuse me, I guess we're on ESPN today. I've lost my mind. ESPNSuperStation.com. High post with it for Christian is going to be Logan Power. Out top to Trevor Colson, who's back in. To Gibson from the right corner all the way to the left corner. And nothing there for Dworak. Cole gets the ball back. Playing catch on the left wing with Orduna. Christian is spreading the floor. Ravenna is running out of gas. They can't keep up. They can't trap. Orduna with a left-hand dribble. Try to force him into the double team. He'll hand it off to Dworak. Cole almost knocked out of there. Anderson down to Gibson. He'll spin. He'll score. Levi Gibson with 11 points, and Christian just isn't missing. Blue Jays up the floor. Saborn trying to take it all the way in. The lane is clogged. Kicks it out to Irvine. Back to Veronic. Looks for a screen. Finds Saborn. Top of the circle. Dworak all over him. Can't let him get anywhere. Good defense by Cole Dworak. Ball in the hands of Techmeyer. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Blue Jay ball up top, Connor Veronic. Connor loses his dribble, gives it to Techmeyer in the left-hand corner, right back to Connor. Looking more and more like the second quarter. Veronic calls for a screen. Right side, Techmeyer for three. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Levi Gibson. And slowing it down, Andre Orduna, Monty Johnson says, don't run the ball up the floor. And so he doesn't. Across the timeline he comes. 1:35 to go. Only three turnovers for Christian. They're playing nearly a perfect game. Driving in is Levi Gibson. Dumps it underneath the Power, and Veronic has to foul him hard. Connor Veronic with his first personal foul. As he gave him the pump fake, Veronic went in the air, and he knew if he didn't hammer him, he was going to make the layup. So Logan Power is going to go to the line to shoot two. He's one of two. He has 6 points and four rebounds. And the first free throw, as each team has scored a whopping 4 points here in the quarter, is up and in. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. All six championship games tomorrow here on ESPN, and maybe less and less teams from the area. So many made it, and they're starting to fall by the wayside as Logan Power hits the second free throw, and it's 39-23. And into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian is going to be Grant Techmeyer. Ravenna brings back in Cremosta. And the long pass goes to Cremosta over the press. Comes into the paint. Stop. Doesn't know what to do. Kicks it out to Baronic. Here's a three Saborin. It's too strong. Offensive rebound pulled down, but wasn't an offensive foul. No, it's going to be called. Yes, it is. It is going to be an over-the-back. It is going to be an over-the-back foul on Ravenna. And it goes on Mark Cremosta. And that last play typifies what Ravenna has been able to get away with all year long. Cremosta got the long pass going in for a layup and just stopped and then ended up being camped out in the lane with three defenders catching up to him, and they did not get a good look. And finally, Saborn ended up shooting the three, couldn't knock it down. And now Lincoln Christian may milk the clock here for the final minute. Well, why wouldn't they? They have got this game under control right now. Skip pass over the left wing to Colson. 44 seconds to go. They lob it inside, forcing the shot up. It's going to be Gibson. No good. Ball tipped around, and Tyson Anderson will get his fourth rebound. So Ravenna will pull the ball down the floor. Layup, pop it in. Saborn got fouled as he finally found a seam to drive down the lane and score. 13 points for Saborn, 9 for Baronic. That's 22 of the 25. The only other bucket was the first one of the game, a three by Tyson Anderson. The foul on Grant Techmeyer is his third. And Saborn's free throw is on the way and in. So a three-point play, and Saborn now has 14 points, 39-26. Full court pressure on with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Christian in command. Still in the back court. Better get it across, and they do. Colson will, and another timeout. Lincoln Christian's going to call a 30-second timeout. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter of play, and your score is Lincoln Christian 39, Ravenna 26 on ESPN Radio.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
With our producer, engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gooda, back at the Boys State Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. As Lincoln Christian has 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, they'll throw the basketball in. And driving into the paint is J.D. Freeman, decides not to shoot it, kicks it into the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way and in by Eli Covington. Up the board comes Ravenna. 5 seconds. Saborn into the paint. Short jumper hit the front of the rim. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Wow. Wow. Oh, wow is all I can say. Eli Covington has played 30 seconds in this game. And he hit the shot at the end of the second and the shot here at the end of the third. And then Ravenna got a good look and Saborn couldn't get it to go. And he's about the only player with a good offensive ball game. But it is Lincoln Christian 42, Ravenna 26 here at the Boys State Tournament. We head to the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna. Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Fourth quarter of play starts with a Lincoln Christian turnover. And Cole DeWarrick then knocked it away, went out of bounds, came back in and grabbed the basketball and then was fouled. What a way to start the fourth quarter. Each team turns it over once and a foul. Connor Baronic was going in for the layup and Cole DeWarrick made what was a pretty spectacular play right there to get the ball back. And the foul was called on Trevor Saborn, his third. Into the front court comes Lincoln Christian. J.D. Freeman swings it over to the right side to Trevor Carlson. 42-26 Christian driving in, dishing it off. Power is fouled on the nice bounce pass from J.D. Freeman. And Logan Power will go to the line and shoot two. Coach Paul Baronic has been pretty quiet over there on the bench in this basketball game. He has not really got after his team like we've seen from time to time. I think he realizes that they're trying, but Christian so far today is better. First free throw by Power is no good. And the second free throw now is on the way by Power, and it's good. So Logan now with 9 points in the basketball game. Levi Gibson leads the team with 11. J.D. Freeman has 8. Ravenna pushes the ball up the floor. They're going to have to go, and they're going to have to go in a hurry. Saborn for 3. It's good. Trevor Saborn with his first 3 of the ball game. Ravenna's now 2 of 10 from the outside. Saborn has 17 of the 29 points. Connor Baronic has 9. Ravenna trying to overplay the ball here. They've got to gamble. J.D. Freeman, 12-footer, good. They are 15 of 28 from the field coming into this fourth quarter, which is about 55%. So Lincoln Christian is red hot from the field here. And now a turnover by Ravenna. It's their 8th of the ball game. Up the floor is going to be Freeman. Dishes it off, and a charging foul going to be called on Levi Gibson, who tried to make some room and lowered his shoulder to run over Baronic. 45-29 Christian, 6:42 to go in the game. Garrett Irvine and Sid Techmeyer are going to check back in for Ravenna. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball. Connor Baronic to throw it in. And Lincoln Christian has decided to keep the full court pressure off. They had put a little trapping pressure on earlier in the basketball game. And Ravenna will walk the ball across the court. Saborn against the man-to-man, tries to take Cole DeWarrick to the rack and does draw the foul. But before the shot, that'll be the 5th team foul on Lincoln Christian. Baronic to take it out underneath here for the Blue Jays. Cole DeWarrick with his 3rd foul. And Ravenna will throw it in on the wing to Anderson. Anderson into the right-hand corner, uses his dribble up. Up top, Techmeyer into the right-hand corner and back up to Baronic. Baronic with the seam, double pump to the glass, spins it up and scores. 11 points for Connor Baronic. 45-31 Lincoln Christian. And Cole DeWarrick with the dribble into the front court. Left-hand stops, gives it off to Orduna. Andre lobs it right side. Nobody's on to Warwick. He passes up the shot into Gibson. One-hander off the glass, up and in. 13 points for Levi. 47-31. 16-point lead for Christian. Saborn up the floor. One-on-one. He'll hit the shot. Timeout called by Ravenna. Ravenna finally deciding to take the ball to the hoop. But they find themselves down by 14 with 5:54 to go in the game. Christian 47, Ravenna 33. We'll be back with more of the state tournament brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They are in Class A with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. You've got yourself a 41-39 basketball game between Bryan and Prep. Bryan now leading it 42-41 towards the end of the third quarter of play. Here, Lincoln Christian has taken care of Ravenna and dominated them since the first quarter, 47-33. Against the pressure, they'll bring the ball to the front court against Gibson. Full court, man-to-man, he'll get it to Orduna. Back up top, into the ball game, Cole DeWark handles it with a left-hand dribble. Back to Orduna. Logan Power pops up top, they don't get him the ball. The original five are out there, into Gibson, and Anderson comes along from the backside and blocks the shot, his third. Veronic up the floor to Wilkie, who hasn't scored in the game. Back to Veronic. Up top, Saborn, one-on-one on Gibson, takes him into the paint, elevates, shoots, hits the front of the rim, and Gibson gets the rebound. And that will stall out another potential offensive possession here. And in the front court, a whistle, a collision, a foul. And it's going to be called on Ravenna. And it looks like Connor Veronic, who was trying to draw a charge there on DeWark, is going to be called for the foul. That'll be the second on Connor. Again, Ravenna doesn't have a senior on this team, so they're all going to be back. But they're going to need to build some depth. And they didn't play a lot of kids this year, so there's going to be a lot of work in the offseason if Ravenna wants to get back on top, because right now it looks like their reign is over. Cole DeWark into the baseline, gets it to Freeman, double clutch, and didn't get it to go. One of the few shots that have not fallen. Veronic rebound up to Saborn, skip pass over to Cremosta. Into the paint they go. Open jumper down and in by Trevor Saborn. 7 in the quarter and 21 in the game. 47-35. Ball almost stolen away, but now Gibson has a break. The power back to Gibson. Layup good. Well, Levi has been so, so good in this basketball game for Lincoln Christopher. And Ravenna throws it away on the inbounds pass. Ninth turnover for the Blue Jays. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Then the Doug and Daddy Show comes your way at 11 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. 4:30 to go in this C2 semifinal, and Lincoln Christian has a 49-35 lead over Ravenna, and the Blue Jays commit another foul away from the ball. Lucas Wilkie, that is the sixth team foul. So Christian will throw it in. And I guess if I was Ravenna, I would go ahead and start fouling pretty soon. Christian is only a 53% free throw shooting team. Maybe you could exchange some possessions here. And there is the foul. Cole DeWark will go to the line. The foul is called on Mark Cremosta. DeWark, who can score some points, 10 a ball game, has not scored in the basketball game today. And DeWark at the free throw line, not the guy you want to send there. 85% free throw shooter. And DeWark will put the first one up and in. Who do you want to send to the line for Lincoln Christian? Levi Gibson, 34%. Orduna, 60%. Freeman, 53%. Second free throw rattles around, no good. So the hot shooting free throw shooter, DeWark, can't get that one to go. Veronic the rebound. Anderson for three. It's in and out, no good. Ball tapped around. Anderson had it for a moment and then lost it on the way up. And it's going to fall into the hands of Levi Gibson. Gibson will throw it over on the left wing. Into the hands of Freeman with under 4 minutes to go. 50-35, the ball thrown away right into the hands that time of Trevor Saborn, who comes coast to coast, and he's going to draw the foul even though he was out of control. He was going to take it to the hoop, and no matter what happened, he was going to the rack. Two free throws coming up for Trevor Saborn. Really the only offense in this game for Ravenna. The foul is on Logan Power, his first. And the first of two free throws now for Trevor Saborn is on the way and in. He's hit all five of the ball game. He's got 8 in the quarter, 22 in the game, 50-36, Lincoln Christian. In Class A after 3, Omaha Bryan 44, Creighton Prep 41. Second free throw now coming up for Trevor Saborn. And it is on the way, and it is in. So Saborn hits them both. Ravenna needs a run like Overton had in the fourth quarter yesterday. Anderson just about stripped that ball away, but instead commits the foul under the Ravenna hoop. So Ravenna, the foul 92 feet away, and that will allow Trevor Colson to go to the line. And the foul on Tyson Anderson is his third personal foul. And at the line, Trevor Carlson. And he'll put the free throw up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Connor Baronic. Baronic with his seventh, and in the backcourt, they throw it away, and there's nobody on Tyson Anderson. That's the way it's went today for Ravenna. That's as unforced a turnover as you're ever going to have. And Trevor Colson, by the way, was a 77% free throw shooter. Couldn't get that one to go. And now a foul out front for another 1-1. And it's the fourth on Tyson Anderson. And walking to the free throw line is going to be Logan Power. And Logan is a 79% free throw shooter. So I'm looking at how this team is only a 58% free throw shooting team. That does not seem accurate. A lot of the kids off the bench. Free throw is up and it is in for Logan Power. He is 5 of 7 at the line, now has 10 points. 51-37. Lincoln Christian with 3:36 to go. Second free throw on the way. No good. And the rebound sat on there for a while. Connor Baronic pulls it down to Saborn. Saborn skips it over to Anderson. Ball tipped and stolen away. Lincoln Christian is everywhere. And into the front court for Duna. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Long pass, dangerous pass over to Orduna, but it's working for Christian. They only have 5 turnovers in the game. Force a reverse layup, no good. That's probably not the shot that Coach Jones wanted. Connor Baronic with his 9th rebound goes coast to coast and is fouled as he takes it to the hoop. So Connor, who will go to the line, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and a blocked shot. At the line, he is 3 of 3, all of those in the first half. And the foul on Lincoln Christian was called on Levi Gibson, his 4th, for the leading scorer here in the ball game. For Lincoln Christian. Baronic's first free throw is up and in. 12 points now for Connor, the leading scorer and rebounder for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Second free throw coming up for Baronic. Connor takes a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and hits them both. 51-39, a 12-point game here. Lincoln Christian will throw it into Gibson, and up the floor he goes in a hurry. Stops on the right wing, now takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Mark Cremosta. Ravenna needs a bucket, get the crowd into it here. Kick it out, Anderson to Cremosta, now to Anderson. Under 3 minutes to go, Tyson, oh, they take it away, probably a foul, no call. Orduna with the steal, and then an outlet pass, they give it right back. Ravenna has 6 turnovers here in the fourth quarter, not helping their case at all. And now Lincoln Christian's going to call a timeout. Monty Jones wants his team to hold the ball. 51-39 Christian, 2:41 to go in a basketball game. You're listening to the state tournament on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors that allow high school sports to be aired on our network of stations, including here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Down to 2:41 to go here in our C2 semifinal. Lincoln Christian 51, Ravenna 39. Ravenna does have the basketball, and they will throw it into midcourt. Saborn right back to Baronic. They need points, and they need them in a hurry, and they're 2 of 11 from three-point land. Veronik waiting to get things going here. Up to Saborn. Long three. Trevor up in. Nothing but net for Trevor Saborn. And that gets the ball game into single digits for the first time since early in the third quarter of play. Here comes J.D. Freeman into the front court. Now it's keep-away time. Lincoln Christian fires underneath. Gibson's there. Layup good. So 17 for Levi Gibson. As the layup's good, Ravenna would rather have him shoot free throws. But everything from now on is a double bonus. Out to Veronik. Over to Anderson. Three-pointer Tyson. Short, no good. Got the rebound. And a foul going to be called on Orduna. Boy, one of the officials is going to call a walk, and it happened right in front of him. Orduna ran up the leg there of Tyson Anderson after he missed the three-point bucket. And Tyson will go to the line and shoot the one-and-one. Orduna with his second personal foul. And at the line, Anderson down to shoot the free throws. Try to get the lead back down to nine, but there's only 2:02 to go. Free throw good. That's the first point from somebody besides Saborn or Veronik since Anderson made the opening three-pointer of the game. That's his fourth point. He missed the second free throw. The rebound comes down to Logan Power, and trying to steal it, the foul is made. And Power will come to the other end and shoot two free throws. Power has been there a bunch already. He is 5 of 8 at the free throw line, has 10 points, 5 rebounds, and the foul on Lucas Wilkie will be his third. 10th foul on Ravenna. And the first of two free throws here by Power with exactly 2 minutes to go is good. It is 54-43 Christian. Irvine and Techmeyer coming back in. Wilkie and Cremosta checking out. And the three-year run for Ravenna about to come to an end. The two-time defending state champion. Looks like a consolation game in their future. Second free throw is missed. Veronik with his 10th rebound. Ravenna gets it to Saborn. Into the paint. Takes it at the hoop. They let him go. He shoots it. It hits the heel. It's no good. The rebound, Gibson. That's the guy you want to foul. And Gibson gets rid of it, but it's stolen away by Veronik. Connor with the basketball. Brings it into the front court to the free throw line. Out to Anderson for the three. It's no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Ravenna. They haven't made the three ball outside of the Adams Central game much at all this year, and it has not changed this morning at Pershing Auditorium. 3 for 14, and two of those were by Saborn here in the fourth quarter. The foul on Garrett Irvine is first, and Cole DeWarrick to the line to shoot two. He's 1 of 2 for his only point in the game. And the first free throw is on the way and in. 55-43. Ravenna, 17 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second, 7 in the third. Second free throw, no good. Tyson Anderson with the rebound. Veronik will push the ball to the top of the circle. Give it to Saborn. Saborn will fire the three. No good again, and another over-the-back foul on Ravenna. Levi Gibson will go to the line. That's the guy you want there. He's only a 34% free throw shooter. But at this point, it's not probably going to matter. Ravenna did cut it to 9, had over 2 minutes to go, and couldn't take advantage, turning it over 6 times so far here in the quarter. And the free throw on the way. Oh, they give it to Freeman, excuse me. Freeman's going to shoot 2, and he missed the first one. Freeman misses the front of the 2-shotter, and the second shot now for Freeman. All 8 of his points in the first half. He had their first 6. Up and in, 11 points now for Freeman. 56-43, a minute 25 to go. Saborn up the floor. Dishes it into the right-hand corner to Techmeyer. Back to Veronik. Veronik's going to force the three-pointer. Almost banked it in. It's no good. The rebound brought down by J.D. Freeman and another foul. And it won't be long now until I think Coach Paul Veronik throws in the towel and clears the bench. An unusual feeling for Ravenna. They played in the consolation game in 08. They were the runner-up in 06. They won it in 05, and, of course, they won it the last 2 years. And the free throw is up no good by J.D. Freeman. Ravenna has won their opening round game at state 7 consecutive years. This is only the second time they've lost in the semis. Second free throw is up and in for Freeman. And it's 57-43, so there'll be a new champion in C1 and C2 this year. Baronic drives, kicks it out. Techmeyer fires the three. It's no good. Another rebound brought down by Lincoln Christian. Another foul called on Ravenna. And it looked like maybe Power got poked in the nose that time. Eyes water up a little bit, but I'll tell you what, Lincoln Christian, the real deal here today. You wonder how can they have eight losses? Well, they played Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia twice, Elkhorn South, Boys Town, Norris. I mean, they were losing to big schools, and that was the story. Irvine with the second foul, and the free throw was up and in by Logan Power. So congratulations to Lincoln Christian. They will advance on to play the winner of the Archbishop Bergen North Platte St. Pat's game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. The free throw is up, and it is in for Logan Power. And that will make it 59-43. Ravenna will play in the consolation game back at Lincoln High at 2 tomorrow. We'll go ahead and air that on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Here's Saborn drives, missed the short jumper. Ball goes out of bounds. Saborn trying to get it back with 57 seconds to go. Ravenna's going to sub in. And back into the ball game will be Wilkie and Mark Cremosta. Ravenna going to try and pressure the ball here. 59-43, the lead from 9 back out to 16. Cole DeWarrick pushes the ball up the floor, swings it over there to Colson. Colson playing keep away, and that's all that's going on right now, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. 47 seconds to go, the Misco Sports postgame show. Coming up, Ravenna trailed by 14 at halftime and never got it closer until about 3 minutes to go in the game. And on the inbound, another foul called on Ravenna. The Blue Jays will be 21-6. Christian will be 19-8. And fouling out of the ball game is going to be Tyson Anderson. Anderson with 4 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks here today. And Lincoln Christian is going to start clearing the bench. Here comes Brian Plank. Lincoln Christian, who had not been to the state tournament since 2004, last won it in 99, last was in the final when they were in C1 as the runner-up in 04. Cole DeWarrick's first free throw is no good. 59-43. Second free throw is good. 60-43. And Lincoln Christian has scored the last 8 points. Saborn into the front court, pulls up for the three. No good off the front of the iron. Ball fought for. It's going to be out of bounds. And last touch by Ravenna. Ben Powell has also come into the ball game for Christian. Patrick Wagner checks into the ball game. 38 seconds to go. Lincoln Christian fans have been celebrating. Also in Eli Covington. Stay tuned for the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final numbers for you here on ESPN Radio. Christian was down 15-8 in the first quarter, midway through, and since that mark, they have just torched the Blue Jays, and what a great game they had. Covington with the ball, gets it into the front court, Trevor Colson, 30 seconds to go. Baronic knocks away the entry pass to Plank on the baseline. They'll have to throw it in again. And again, a big thank you to all the sponsors. Ravenna has had such a great run with the boys and girls the past few years. Always a pleasure to cover the Jays. But for the first time in a while, neither team's in the finals. And the Blue Jays boys will be in the third-place game tomorrow at 2, Lincoln High, on Classic Hits. Lincoln Christian with a basketball. Goes to the top of the circle. The ball goes through the hands that time of Patrick Wagoner. It'll be a rare Lincoln Christian turnover. Three-pointer Baronic. Connor will put it up and actually make one. 46 points now in the ball game for Ravenna. Under 10 seconds to go. Trying to knock the ball away. Saborn does. The ball is loose on the floor. And that is how time will run out. The basketball game is over. And so is the run of Ravenna as C2 state basketball champion. Back-to-back championship and here today to the Lincoln Christian Crusaders by a final score of 60-46. We will be back for the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, beared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln, where we have finished up the first semifinal of the day, and Lincoln Christian is the first team to advance on to the state championship. Class A, Omaha Bryan leading Creighton Prep 49-47 with 2:22 to go. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the brakes of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's getting you ready for the spring sports season. Track, soccer, baseball, softball, they love the games played on the diamonds. Steve-O and the boys can get your team suited up for baseball and softball season with the hats, uniforms, travel bags, and more. At Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final stats of a ball game, and starting with Lincoln Christian, they had eight players score in the contest compared to three for Ravenna. Cole DeWarrick, 3 points. They were all free throws in the fourth quarter. J.D. Freeman, 12 points, five rebounds. He got the ball club started here today. For Andre Orduna, 5 points, four rebounds. Leighton Shaquin, 2 points. Trevor Colson, 3 points and a rebound. Levi Gibson was the leading scorer for the Crusaders with 17 points. He also led them in seven rebounds. Logan Power, 13 points, five rebounds, two blocks, and Eli Covington with 5 points. 11 rebounds in each half, free throw shooting 4 of 7 of the first, 12 of 23 in the second half. They were 10 of 21 at the line in the fourth quarter. 3 point shooting 3 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half, turnovers 2 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. Lincoln Christian had 33 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and the Crusaders finished with 60 points, 22 rebounds, 16 out of 30 at the free throw line, 4 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Lincoln Christian improves to 19 and 8 on the season with the 60-46 victory. But you go back and look at what we talked about in the pregame, as we thought Ravenna was going to have trouble with the bigger kids from Lincoln Christian, even though they weren't big kids. They were going to have problems with them, and they surely did in this basketball game in a Gibson along with Logan Power. And we're going to get a chance to chat with the head boys basketball coach at Ravenna, Paul Baronic, as he joins us here in our Misco Sports postgame show after the 60-46 loss. And Coach, as always, joins us following wins or losses, and every time Ravenna gets a loss, we always say that it's very rare, and it's been pretty rare at the state tournament. But, Coach, you got off to such a great start.
Yeah.
I guess what changed in this basketball game?
Their defense is pretty good, and it showed up in the middle of the quarters there, 2 and 3 maybe. You know, we didn't have a lot of answers for that. And then, you know, the difference was, we stopped making shots, and they kept making them, and we really couldn't stop them very good either. That's why we had to go zone, which we haven't played zone all year long. And they were just a tough matchup for us. And you know, I didn't help the guys really get ready too much today as far as – because I had made up my mind that these guys were pretty good and we were going to have a tough time. And I didn't do a good job of convincing our guys that we could even be playing with them. So a lot of it's on me.
I knew that you were concerned about this Lincoln Christian ball club and the matchup. Is this one of those cases where you did just mention you knew it was going to be a tough matchup and it played out like you thought it could play out?
Yeah, that's the reality of this. That's the reality of coaching. You sit there and you scratch your head and you look at things and you go, you know, their 4, 5, 6, and 7 are way better than ours, and that's not to knock our guys. You know, you can just see it in the confidence level of Mark and Lucas out here. You know, hey, they didn't play a lot last year down here, and, well, you know, Christian never played down here at all, yeah. So, you know, what kind of argument is that? But they've played in some pretty big venues, you know, with their schedule. But, you know, we were a little tentative with, you know, their 4, 5, 6, and 7s, you know, if you look at the scorebook, really stepped up. You know, 50 comes off the bench and nails what, 32 comes in. You know, we didn't have an answer for 20 going inside, even though that's one of their starters. But even 44 comes in and bangs around, you know, and then 40's a freshman and hurts us inside. But, you know, the other key there is Levi Gibson had a heck of a game. I knew we were going to have trouble stopping him, period, you know. And just tough matchups. It's just, and that's basketball.
All the kids are back. We don't have to talk about any seniors. How do you go about now developing depth, which is hard to do without game time experience? And some of these kids have got to play a lot because you've been successful. But how do you develop depth so that the Ravenna Ball Club is better next year than they even were this year?
That's a good question. You know, and we got some work to do over the summer probably, and play some games at a tough venue to get some guys to play at a level where they're confident. And, you know, we do a lot of things. Like, we come up here and play the Class A division of the NBDA. We play in the upper division at Doc Sadler's team camp. We play in the Class A division, and we do pretty good. You know, remarkably, we beat some teams that we're not supposed to. Now, it's summer, and it's different. But, you know, our guys are learning how to do things at a tough level, I hope. And so, yeah, developing that, it's my job, and it's a tough one. You know, I wish there was an easy answer, because that's been our Achilles heel all year long. You know, at the 4, 5, 6, 7, if you shut down the big three, supposedly big three. Today they were, you know, big 1.5 maybe. then you've got a chance to beat us. And again, clearly our shooting again was atrocious, and it's been a problem. And this is a team that can shoot the ball, you know, and just didn't, you know, and that's too bad, because it's just the way it goes, I guess.
Well, the kids will get to play again tomorrow. I know the last time, I think it was the first year they had the consolation games, you let everybody play, and you still won that basketball game.
Yeah.
So the kids will get a chance to, I guess, shake out the kinks tomorrow.
You know, maybe that's a way of developing young guys and getting some people in there that normally wouldn't play at the state level, you know. So, you know, maybe that's one thing we can look at that way, too. And the third-place games are never easy. Right now I left the locker room, and you think all these guys were seniors because they're balling their eyes out. And you know, and until you're in this situation, you don't know the pain and the frustration of losing because of what we do at Ravenna and how we win games. And I hope in a way that it's respectable to the game and to other opponents and so forth. But, you know, it's a tough deal. Those guys – it's not an easy deal, because they just, everything they do, every ounce of energy was to win this game, and their whole weekend is predicated on winning a state championship. Now it's not done, and they're really disappointed, because, you know, they had a chance to be a three-peater, and that just doesn't happen very often. And now, you know, there'll be a new champion. Maybe there's a lot of people happy now, too. So
they always like to see the powers go down. So, Coach, I know there's some other people that want to talk to you, so I'll let you go. And, again, thanks for the great season, and thanks you for all you do for us here so we can broadcast some great basketball.
Not a problem. I just soon stay here and talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody else. Those newspaper people, I don't like them. So, just so you know right now, I like radio guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Paul Veronik, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, always great with his time. And we'll have their game tomorrow at 2 o'clock, either against Archbishop Bergen or North Platte St. Pat's. And that game will be at 2 o'clock at Lincoln High on Classic Hits. The final numbers here for Ravenna, let's go ahead and run those down for you. First of all, there just weren't that many to talk about. And as far as stats here, let's change that. We're going to take a quick break, Stace. Then we'll come back and look at the numbers here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam 4-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna,
is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at those final numbers of the basketball game for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Only three players scored, led by Trevor Saborn, who had 26 points and, of course, did not score in the second quarter when Ravenna only had two total points there on a couple of moronic free throws. 26 points, two rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 4 points, six rebounds, three blocks. Connor Baronic, 16 points, 10 rebounds, a block. Mark Cremosta, a rebound. And Lucas Wilkie had one rebound in the basketball game. That's it. Seven rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 6 in the first half, and 6 of 7 in the second half of play. Three-point shooting this morning for Ravenna. They were 1 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 7 in the second half. The Blue Jays had 17 points in the first quarter and then just 2 in the second. 19 at halftime, 27 in the second half, and Ravenna will finish with 46 points, 20 rebounds, 12 out of 13 at the free throw line, 4 of 19 from three-point land, 4 blocked shots, and 12 turnovers as Ravenna will fall to 21-6 on the season with a 60-46 loss to Lincoln Christian. And tomorrow afternoon they'll play at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 at Lincoln High in the consolation game. And we'll wrap things up on the Visco Sports Postgame Show after this timeout.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
In Class A, they have went to overtime, and right now Omaha Bryan has the ball and a one-point lead, 50-49. In overtime, I believe, if I am reading this right. Or is Creighton Prep up? Prep's up 50-49. Okay, Creighton Prep 50-49. Omaha Bryan 51-50. So, anyway, it's in overtime, and it's a one-point game in Class A in overtime. Coming up next, Omaha Central and Norfolk over at the Devaney Center. Coming up next here, Archbishop Bergen and North Platte St. Pat's. Later today at Pershing at 2, Sterling and Juanita Palisade in D2. Giltner and Wynot at 3:45. You can hear the Giltner game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In C1 at the Sports Center, we will have the Minden-Grand Island Central Catholic game at 2 o'clock. And I'll have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Milford and Norfolk Catholic will play at 3:45. Evening games tonight at the Sports Center. South Sioux City against Lincoln Pius the 10th at 7. Gretna and Norris at 8:45 in B. D1 will be here at Pershing. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will take on West Point Central Catholic at 7. Pawnee City will play Howells at 8:45. So, the season doesn't officially come to an end because there is a consolation game tomorrow, but the state championship reign of Ravenna comes to an end after the 3 years, looking for their third one here. 2 years in a row, they're done. We'll have some new champions all over the place this year at the state tournament. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience, whether you're getting ready for baseball, softball, track, soccer, whatever you do in the spring. Maybe you just watch it. You want to get some of the finest athletic apparel from Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and more. They're there for you at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow here on ESPN, all six championship games will be coming your way, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, and Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive their all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet at American Revolution. Your final, Lincoln Christian 60 and Ravenna 46. From Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, this is Doug Duda saying thanks again to all of our sponsors, and we'll talk to you again this afternoon when Minden takes on Grand Island Central Catholic.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Right now, they don't believe anybody should have an opinion. Well, figure out what he's talking about. Libya.